With us to look back on proceedings, former Kerry forward, multiple Sam Maguire winner, John Kennedy. John, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joe.
We'd have all taken that, a 7-point win over Dublin.
There's no doubt about it, Joe. It was great to be in Aston Stack Park last night, and I suppose listening to the commentary there and listening to Jack's comments, a lot of people, including the management, were disappointed, I suppose, last Sunday with the manner of the second half performance. And they were looking for something last night, and we really hit the ground running in terrible conditions. I must say, Joe, the pitch is a credit to the Kerry County Board and to the lad, to the maintenance staff. It was absolutely fantastic surface, but you know, the wind and the rain. But we drove on and we played real Kerry football, attacking, good kick passing, and above all, I think the movement of the forwards, the diagonal runs, showing for the ball, and very importantly, not giving the ball away, or not giving it to a guy, or not recycling it back out, turning and kicking it over the bar, and we got some superb scores.
Yeah, I mean, putting up just in that 35 minutes alone, 114, that was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal, and some excellent scoring, but after great moves, great kick passing and great movement, and you know, in the zone, kicking from difficult angles, you know, David Clifford and Paddy Clifford and Shawnee Shea and Paul Ganey, you know, they were on fire last night, and you know, I suppose five of the six Kerry starting forwards scored last night. Adrian Spillane was the one that didn't score, and he worked extremely hard out around the middle of the field, foraging and closing down the dubs. You know, it was refreshing to see it. And I think defensively, you know, we had a great structure there, and it was led, I think, by Tadhg Morley at six. I thought he held the position very well. He made a few forays into the attack as well, which is always good to see. But, you know, we kept that avenue down the centre closed. Now, I suppose, Joe, you have to say a great victory, but you just look at the dubs, disappointing. You know, weren't allowed to play well. There is something missing. I know there's players missing, but the body language of some of those guys last night and against Armagh, it didn't look good. But from a Kerry point of view, a very valuable 2 league points, but above all, a very constructive and a very attacking-minded performance, particularly in the first 35 minutes.
Yeah, Kerry really did hit the ground running last night, John. But like you said, surprising that the dubs were so far off the pace from the off.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I suppose their leaders, we'll say Brian Howard and Brian Fenton, you know, Kieran Kilkenny, Niall Scully, these guys, you know, Fenton is a pale shadow of the man he was. He was, I mean, superb footballer. But it's just, there's something just not right with the dubs at present. Are they in the middle of a very heavy block of training? Or, you know, it remains to be seen what is it. And we know they're missing a lot of players. And, of course, they are in transition. We have to say that. You know, they've led, they've set the bar for the last 6 or 8 years. And they have dropped. And it appears that the players coming in are just not up to the standard required yet. But as Jack O'Connor said, you know, later on in the summer, you know, we'll see the real true dubs. But from a Kerry point of view, I suppose the Nigel midfield partnership last night coming back in, particularly Diarmuid O'Connor, I thought it was a fantastic 70 minutes by Diarmuid. You know, he did all the simple things right. He showed tremendous maturity, showed, you know, composure on the ball, well assisted by Jack Barry. I must say Jack played a great role as well around the middle. It gave us the foundation, it gave us that platform to attack from, and I think it stemmed from there, and we got great quality ball into our forwards, and they were certainly on fire, particularly in the 35 minutes.
They were indeed, and I mean, they were picking points off, and that's what you love to see, is Kerry taking shots from distance. You don't have to try and work it in towards goal all the time. You got to mix it up.
You do, and I think it's something that's frustrating some supporters in general, Joe. We're not talking about Kerry alone on this. You know, a guy 25, 30 yards out in the scoring zone, and he turning back out and giving it back out. That wasn't Gaelic football. I know we have to evolve and we have to change, and, you know, things move on. But it's all about putting the ball over the bar. We have some of the best kickers in the game. And, you know, for David Clifford and Paddy and Paul Ganey and Shawnee Shea and Darren Moynihan, have a go when you're in the zone. You're putting pressure on the defence. Gaps will appear afterwards. And, you know, of course, if you're having an off night, pass it off. But some of the point kicking last night was top draw stuff in terrible conditions now. Very tricky conditions, but some fantastic scores.
Which brings me to the second half. Now, you can make the argument the game was done and dusted, but 1 point in 35 minutes plus, it's still not good enough. You'd have liked seeing Kerry kick on inflict more misery maybe on Dublin. But I don't know, we just went to sleep, didn't we?
You would, Joe, yeah, and it's something that's disappointing now. You know, the overall picture, we got the result, we got the 2 points, fantastic 25 minutes. You know, it was always going to be difficult into the wind. Dublin up their game, but we weren't as direct in the second half. We were kind of going over and back across the field again. We were holding possession, and you know, it's listening to Jack O'Connor there, he said, you know, they went away from the game plan last Sunday. You know, did they go away from the game plan last night? Did they just go back into their shell with the game won? But, you know, I think every Kerry supporter in Aston Sack Park last night would have liked to see them taking the game on again. Go for it, even if we kick wide at the end of it into a difficult wind, but take it on. But that was, you'd have to say, it was a bit disappointing that we didn't maybe put up 6 or 8 points on the scoreboard. 1 point was a poor return for 35 minutes.
Absolutely. But look, okay, let's put that second half display aside. Look, we'll kind of forgive them, but again, off the back of the second half collapse, if I can call it that, against Kildare last week, we need a 70-minute performance.
Yeah, we do, Joe, and I think that you know, we have to say as well, you know, the time of the year it is, the training schedule and the block of training, they're not going to be as sharp as they were. You know, some the subs bench last night, we look at some of those lads, they're playing Sigerson during the week. When you add all that up, I think, you know, we're in a very good position. You know, we'll have a few more players coming back. Gavin White was a big loss last night. Hopefully David Moran will be back. You know, so they will be adding to our squad, and it appears we came out without any injury last night. So it all goes well. But every game, Joe, is on its own merit. They're very difficult. You know, we've 2 away trips to Armagh and Monaghan. We learn quite a lot after those games because, you know, it's always difficult on the road, and these are tough teams. But that's what you need in preparation for the championship. And there's no better preparation than tough, hard games in difficult conditions.
And you're right, John, because look, maybe we're all getting a bit carried away that we're looking for perfection this early in the campaign when, like Jack said it himself about Dublin, we'll see what teams are about come championship time. But 3 points out of 4, if you just take it at face value, that's a very solid start to the league.
Oh, it's a great start, you know, and I mean, that was a difficult one in Uberge last week. We all know that for various different reasons, Jack going back and all this thing. You know, teams just need a little bit of an edge, and Kildare at home in Uberge are always tough. It was a satisfactory performance, I suppose, but the disappointing thing was the second half with the way we didn't kick on and try to hold for that win, which you know, you're better off to put in another point or the next few scores on the board and build on what you have. But overall, it's a good start. I think that, you know, our physique and our strength and conditioning is really there to be seen now. We have a lot of leaders, as we said before. The defence, you know, our full back line last night, you know, Dan O'Donoghue, he's a man that hasn't been much spoken about. He has fitted in seamlessly in a cornerback. He's very efficient, maybe not too spectacular, but he's doing what a cornerback should do. And you'd be very happy with Jason Foley and Tom Sullivan also. You know, that full back line, if they can continue that as corner of the year goes on, we'll be happy. And, you know, as I've already said, you have Gavin White to come back in, Gavin Crowley, all those guys. There's a nice bit of competition for places now, and you know, that's what it's all about, having guys pushing one another, and, you know, from the training field, when that edge is there and when that competition is there, it all goes well, because you're going to get injuries, you know, through a tough league campaign, and you know, it's all about the squad.